MO.
One Catholic in action, and who is, of course, an expert in family matters, is, of course, Nadine Pillay. Hello, Nadine.
Good morning, Tanya.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Great, thank you. You've had some rain, I believe.
Oh, we had a lot of rain.
A lot.
We were swimming in Frey Hate.
That's good news. And as I say, you know, if we could just send some of that to the Western Cape, eh?
I know. I wish we could. I really feel for them. And I just, whenever we have rain here, I just think back to last year, this time, and how we had not a drop of water.
Yes. And it looked so, you know, the future looked so bleak then, didn't it?
It did. It did. We could not see this. You know, we really thought we'd never see rain.
And here we are. And I think it really speaks to, you know, to the way life is. Sometimes it's dry. Sometimes it's, you know, it's full of abundance of good things.
Yes, that's right.
Now, here we are this week. Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba, in his budget speech, announced a few things, including that the VAT will increase by 1% to 15%. So these are things that, of course, affect families. And it means things are going to go up, whether it's petrol, whether it's what we normally give our children for their carry, and so on. So it really, money affects relationships, doesn't it? And so we're going to feel the pinch as South Africans.
I think money, you know, money is such a huge factor in relationships. And you know, sometimes we feel a bit awkward when it comes to money, and we must realize that, you know, when we look at the statistics, that money is actually one of the leading contributors, you know, to breakups of relationships, and because of the amount of tension it can cause. I mean, South Africans at the moment, and they have been for the last few years, under a major financial stress. When I look at our little town here, Vryheid, that some of our oldest businesses, you know, the businesses that have been around for years, have in the last 2 years closed their doors, you know, because they were just not making it financially. Families have had to make major changes in order to survive. And, you know, with these changes, they don't always happen gracefully. They cause a lot of tension within the family. They cause a lot of tension between, you know, couples. And I always say, you know, there is no stress like financial stress. And it has huge, huge consequences.
Huge consequences. And of course, we always try and find a way to address these issues with, well, you know, we're talking relationships now with our spouses. We try and address this. But it's sort of never fully resolved, is it?
It's never fully resolved because I think that, you know, we have to realize that when it comes to money matters, it is a good idea to actually be proactive about it, because when we have two individuals, they have a difference in values, they have a difference in goals, and definitely they have a difference in habits when it comes to money. And so, you know, amongst all the other talks that we need to have, I think that a money talk is very, very important. And you know, not just a once-off money talk. And this is why, I suppose, it's never fully resolved, because this is not something that stays constant. Your finances, yes, hopefully, you know, you are blessed that finances can stay constant, if not grow, and that there is this abundance. But I think that in everybody's life, there comes a time, you know, where there is a drought, and how do we prepare ourselves for those times?
Yes. How does one actually then prepare for that? And perhaps then question, Nadine, is how do I start talking about money?
I mean, it's that huge, awkward conversation that one has to have, you know, regarding money. But I think that as a couple, you need to sit together and talk about your financial goals and to realize that finances is a very, very natural part of relationships as well. So we're so busy focusing on how in love we are and on all the other things, I think, that money is just this very practical topic and we seem to want to just skip over it. But because it plays such a huge factor in relationships and in families and that it is somehow determining, you know, people's level of peace within their relationships, within their families. I think it's a great idea. You know, even now, you know, listening to the budget speech, and yes, it was not great news for everybody, and actually everyone's feeling a little bit depressed because we've been waiting for a turnaround for so long. And I think we need to be realistic. So let's sit down. Let's talk about what are our financial goals. You know, what is our affordability? So just sitting together and having that talk is very important. And I think that, you know, Kanya, when you have that talk, you have to have that talk minus all the emotions, because I think that people can become quite emotional and when they start to attach their feelings into this money talk. That is where the conflict can begin.
And of course, this doesn't only affect relationships, you know, married couples and so on, but it also affects our relationship with our kids.
It definitely affects our relationship with our kids. And I think that when we have a talk together as a family, you know, so that we don't alarm children, because the one thing that I realize is that children most of the time are on the receiving end of the stress. You know, the kids get told, you know, I don't have money to do this. And they sort of get that backlash. And I think parents, you know, we've all been there. We've all been there. We've been frustrated that we cannot afford a certain thing. And it's not because we don't want to give our children those things. I think it's because we really badly want to give our children the things that they deserve. And so children end up at the backlash of it, and children then seem to adopt that stress. And I see this all the time where kids are so nervous regarding money. And so I think as a family, sit down together, and I think, you know, the important thing is to budget together. Let us be realistic about what we have. In South Africa, we have a very, very, very huge problem of people living beyond their means. You know, we have a society which is so indebted that they are actually prisoners of their debt, and this is crippling people. It's destroying relationships. It's taking lives. Finances is a huge, huge issue. So yeah, together, sit down. Let's budget. Let's look at what we have. Let's look at what our priorities are. Let's try to get rid of as much debt as we can. I think it's valuable, and also this teaches our kids as well. You know, if you do it on their level, have a talk on their level, it teaches our kids good financial habits.
It also talks about giving. You know, we're in the time of Lent now. We might be feeling as a family that, you know, the pinch, it's, you know, we can't afford anything. How do we even then... you know, afford to do the almsgiving that we normally do over Lent, over the Lenten season?
Yes. Yes, I think that usually affects people. You know, some people are saying to themselves right now, you know, I can't afford to live. I can't afford, you know, daily things. And now where do I find this money? And so I think, you know, before stressing out and before becoming a bit uptight and a bit, you know, defensive because you are feeling that pressure financially, just take a look at your own finances Remember that the Lenten sacrifice is a sacrifice. Look at where, you know, you can make the sacrifice in terms of something that you usually have, and that you maybe can sacrifice that bit of money that you spend on that thing. You know, if you're a smoker, maybe you can sacrifice one box of cigarettes, the money for a box of cigarettes, and sort of use that, you know, as your Lenten sacrifice. Have a look at your lifestyle, and then you can find out where. Also, remember something. It doesn't matter about the amount. It matters about the intention behind the sacrifice. So only you can determine that. Also, I think, you know, Kanye, a very important thing is that when we have people in relationships, that one person can't always contribute an equal amount as the other person because, you know, perhaps we are earning different salaries or we have a different income. So always, also, I would say one tip in relationship is recognize the value of the other person other than the money that they contribute. So perhaps they cannot contribute financially as much as you can, but maybe they bring other values, you know, and they do other things in the home or in the relationship or whatever it may be. So to recognize that also, you know, take off that edge as well. So even when we come to our Lenten sacrifice, besides the amount that you want to give, also give of yourself and of your time, which does not cost money. And that also then forms part of your sacrifice that you're making.
And that's Nadine Pile here on Radio Veritas 576 AM. Nadine, anything else?
I think that, you know, one more thing when it comes to money is sometimes we have this attitude of this is mine and this is yours. And when you are in a family and when you're in a relationship, that becomes ours. And so together, you know, this is what we have and this is what our goals are. And so just work together and not to blame one another, because blame is one of those toxic things that will corrupt your family, corrupt your relationships. Let us realize financial stress is just one of those things that occurs in life. I mean, I spoke a few weeks ago about stress. We need to change our perception of it and to handle it and not let it take away from us. And so, yes, I hope that everyone can take this, you know, little bit of advice when it comes to our finances. And let's look at things. We have a long road ahead of us before we see a turnaround. Let's start to do some positive and proactive, some actions in our life to make life a little less stressful.
And I think something else to note is that sometimes these financial arguments arise between couples and so on, it's not always about the money itself, but may have more to do with the deeper issues, such as maybe self-esteem, maybe self-control, and so on.
Definitely. I think it's important that we assess what are we really fighting about, because a lot of the time, Kanye, even if it doesn't manifest itself in finances, your deeper issues will come out in some way or another. Keep your relationships healthy. You know, deal with issues. Don't run away from them or avoid them. So always, when you're fighting about finances, just take a step back and ask yourself, are we really having a conflict about that? Or is there something else that we need to deal with?
And that's Nadine Pile. Do email her Nadine Pile at rocketmail.com. And of course, they can also find you on your Facebook page, Nadine.
Yes, I'm on Facebook under Nadine Pile, Holistic Options for People's Empowerment. You can find me on that page and see what we're doing and what we're up to. And I look forward to hearing from people. I'm taking suggestions for topics. And I'd love to read your emails.
And you have a great weekend, Nadine.
You too, Kanye.
God bless.